hello, what's up? Welcome to the BetCast Ledger. Now, why are you here? Why are we here? Because that's a very important question to ask. And I'm probably going to express this for a lot of the episodes because, hey, let's be real. I don't have any listeners. Nobody's listening to this. It's fine. I'm not mad about that. I just want to provide a bit of service to the world, and whoever wants to come along for the ride, come on, we're here. But back to the actual question, why are we here? Well, we are here because I like to make money gambling on sports. I do. Maybe that's an odd thing. No. Everybody wants to do that. I know. It's satisfying when you put a bet on a particular game, prop bet, whatever bet, spread, whatever bet, you watch that game intensely, just telling yourself, oh, I hope this happens. Hope this doesn't happen. Oh, how am I going to get? It just brings so much more intrigue to the game. And look, it's not for everybody. So if you're not into it, hey, it's not my judgment. Neither should it be your judgment, but this is probably in the right place for you. And so I'm a huge fan of pro sports, and I've gambled on pro sports for a decent amount of time, but now that it's kind of going mainstream and now that you got all the apps and all those things and the legality of it, it's just a lot more prevalent and common. And circling back while we're here, well, that's it. We're here for a couple main reasons, and anything else could be your imagination. I may not even confirm what that may be, but look, I know of two main things. One is I want to make great bets. Okay. I want to have another source maybe of bets that can help me get an idea, or maybe I just want to have a few. Maybe I care about a sport. I'm like, I wonder what would be a good bet. Cause I kind of go through this process, especially when I don't have a lot of context. Where I'll like, oh, give me the best bets for this game or this particular match. Then I'll read, and then maybe I'll listen to a podcast, but we'll come back to that. And maybe sometimes I'll check Twitter. It depends on the situation. But I like to get as much information as I can before making the bet. And so that's one big reason why we're here. This is just another source. Another place where we can source bets. And where are we sourcing these bets? We are sourcing these bets from the podcast ecosystem, from the sports gambling podcast ecosystem. I believe we're tracking over 250 podcasts. Don't quote me on that number. We have a lot of podcasts in our database. And we are sourcing bets from the information that the podcast, the sports gambling podcast world provides. And from all that data, we generate bets and source them to podcast. And then once the bet has been generated, we confirm it's an actual bet. We get the, source that bet, as I mentioned. And then ultimately, we confirm if the bet won, lost, or pushed. And then that information gets saved to the podcast profile. And the application or the tool or the website BetCast has every single profile, or I'm sorry, every single podcast has a profile that will tell you sort of how that podcast is doing. It'll tell you the record. It'll tell you the, like, you know, how many decisions they've won. You know, it gives you a win percentage. It gives you all kind of information. It gives you the last 15 bets, the actual bets, and how they were settled. And so all this information is out there, and I'm tracking it, and we're tracking it. And we're at this point where we have a nice system in place where we're able to generate bets. We're able to source those bets. We're able to settle those bets on a daily basis across all the podcasts that we're tracking, which is a wide net, and across multiple sports. So this podcast is going to dive deeper into the weekly reports that we are generating. I posted the first sort of weekly report on Twitter, and shout out to the Soccer Betting Podcast. They actually retweeted me. And so, yeah, I put the report out there early in the week on Tuesday. And so I'm going to start creating a podcast or recording a podcast at the end of the week to sort of talk about the report and just talk about maybe the tool, look, you know, just see whatever was interesting, whatever popped out, just little tidbits, just to give the report a little bit more life. And, you know, for those folks who like to listen to pods, who maybe don't want to read, but of course I advise you to go check it out. Or maybe they are just curious to know about a resource where bets are being, I guess, generated. And then, of course, you want to make better bets. So this could be a place where you could, you know, get some ideas about what you want to bet on, what game. And the great thing about it is if you actually want to use the UI tool, which I'm not really going to talk about like right now, I'm not going to go in too much detail, but I will over the span of this podcast. I definitely will push the tool. There is a UI tool that lives on top of this data where you can generate bets, live bets and things like that. But again, let me get away from that because that's not why we're here right now. Where, like I said, two main reasons. I kind of talked about one. So the first one is, hey, I want a place where I can source bets and kind of get an idea of how they're performing and in what sports. And, you know, if you like number crunching, you like data, it's a place where you can kind of see a breakdown of the podcast ecosystem and their, how do I put this? Their ability to hit on their picks, their ability to pick winners. That's what we want. We want winners. And then the other thing is podcasts themselves, sports gambling podcasts. Nobody's really tracking. I mean, to the degree that I'm doing this or that we're doing this, no one is tracking this data in this sense. And analyzing it and putting out a report. And so for those podcasts out there that are killing it, you know, picking winners left and right, this could be a source of accreditation for how well you pick winners. Because that's why you have a sports gambling podcast, I would assume. That's why people listen to your sports gambling podcasts. I'm sure you're funny. I'm sure you say really cool stuff. I'm sure you have a nice personality. But hey, if you're a sports gambling podcast, you're there to pick winners. And you're hoping that your picks win because your fans that listen to you, they are telling you most of the time, or at least using you as a barometer for whatever decisions they want to make. And so, this is kind of the proof of the pudding, per se. This is a way to say, hey, I'm 100 and whatever. I'm hitting at 80% in this sport. There's a breakdown, not just about the sport, but even props to totals to money lines. So there's a lot of data there and a lot to piece together and a lot to analyze, which is why we're here, which is why I'm here. I love the numbers. I love making bets. I love making winning bets.
Duh.
And, you know, I want people to do the same. And I'm providing a way, or I should say, we're providing a way to do that. And we're also providing information to the sports gambling podcast ecosystem themselves. And we're going to see who sits among the top. We're going to see who deserves the credit that they so-called believe that they deserve. And I'm not going to be biased about, from my perspective, I just want to give the data, let the data speak for itself. I personally use the tool every day, and I don't pick every pick that it generates or that the podcast world generates, or I use it as a barometer. And so ultimately, over the course of the past few months that I've been leveraging the sports gambling ecosystem to generate bets, they have picked more winners than losers, meaning it's a more than 50% win rate overall. And actually, one of these days, I'll probably do an overall report that will have a lot more data, of course. But yeah, typically, hey, the podcast, y'all are doing it. Y'all are picking more winners than losers overall. Of course, there are some areas where that are a little bit worse than others, of course. But let's go ahead and segue to the actual report, the first report. And it was, again, posted on Twitter in the week. It's on the website, betcastai.com. And it's for June 22nd through the 28th. And I'll just read the very top of the report. It's one sentence just to get started, which is World Cup and MLB picks carried the week. Across MLB, World Cup, WNBA, and UFC, those are the sports that we were tracking, BetCast tracked 112 decisions. Those decisions produced a 57.1% win rate. And if you break that down, that's 64, 48, and 4. 4 stands for the pushes. And so that's the type of thing that this report details. You know, at a high level, it's like, hey, for the week, we're tracking these sports, MLB, World Cup, WNBA. And out of the sports that we're tracking, we got this many decisions. And out of those decisions, here's how many won, here's how many lost. That's without saying a podcast name. That's just pure overall data. 112 decisions, 57.1% win clip. Okay? Great. All right. So let's dig into the actual sport, because I think that's quite interesting. And let's start with what I find to be just amazing, which I find to be extremely profitable personally, which is the World Cup. So I added the World Cup I didn't get the chance to get the first games, but I added it to the pool, to the data set toward the beginning of the tournament. And currently, the odds data that we have to settle only supports money line spreads and totals. So we're not really doing prop bets or anything like that, goal score, stuff like that. But for those specific markets, the podcast ecosystem, your picks are, they're killing it, as I was saying in the beginning. 72.2% win rate. Again, small sample size, okay? Small sample size, 18 decisions, but a 13-5-2 record. That, I mean, if, like I said, we are here to try to make money on sports. Why not? I mean, you don't want to gamble and lose. Gambling is fun. Losing is not. But you're going to lose. You're definitely going to lose. But we want to win over the long haul. And with these numbers, if you're listening to a sports betting podcast and they're giving you World Cup picks, listen to them. Listen to them. Specifically the soccer betting podcast. And they actually, like I said earlier, they retweeted my tweet, so I know they liked it. But hey, you guys were sharp. 9 decisions, 8-1, top of the food chain with your picks. I think you mentioned it on your own Twitter that you're on a streak. Also, side note, your podcast is only 1 decision away of making our top 10, and yes, our top 5. Yes, we have a leaderboard, and stay tuned. The leaderboard will change. Again, right now we're only tracking UFC, WNBA, FIFA, World Cup, MLB, and yeah, I think that's it. So we're kind of in the low period right now, but this is good because these reports are only going to get better, and of course this podcast will only get better, hopefully, too. Right in time for football season, yes, because that's when all eyes are on the sports gambling world. I think out of all the sports, football, NFL specifically, I have the 200 podcasts that I'm tracking just for that one sport. Then you got college football, man. We are going to know which podcast is king of the hill when it comes to football, and that's what you want. You want to be king of the hill in football. That's what you want. Anyways, let's stop. Let's get back to the report here. So by sport, like I said, World Cup is hitting at a 72.2% clip. Kudos to FIFA. If you've been telling any picks from a podcast about World Cup, you've been balling as I have. MLB 61.4%. I'm not a big MLB. I don't really gamble on Major League Baseball. But it's a great, it has the most decisions because there's games every day. And like I said, we're generating bets on a daily basis here. And so they had the most, they have 57 decisions. And look, 61.4%, that's pretty dang good too. Like, that's pretty dang good. Again, this is a weak sample size. This is not, you know, again, I'm going to be giving more reports. I'm going to give an end of the season report. So, you know, stay tuned. And UFC's right there at 50%. Again, I may sprinkle something on UFC. I don't really watch it. I kind of like to gamble on sports I watch. It's more fun, which is why I was betting on the NBA, and then I kind of wasn't watching the games. And so when the finals came around, I bet a lot more because I was watching those games. They were really fun to watch. So I typically like to really watch or be able to watch or pay attention or enjoy watching. Sometimes I just don't even enjoy watching baseball games. But hey, look, I'm not, like, there's a market out there. There's lots of podcasts that talk about betting for MLB. And so, yeah, it's there, 61.4%. Oh, sorry. No, we were talking about UFC. Whoops. Oh, never mind. Back to UFC. Yeah. Don't got much to say about UFC, but 50% there. Only 14 decisions. But to the worst performing sport for the week, the award goes to, drumroll please, brrr, The WNBA, 39.1%. Pure awful. Just a disaster. 23 decisions, 9-14. Just the podcast ecosystem has no feel for the WNBA or what's going to happen or picking any bets or picking any winners. So come on, podcast ecosystem. You got to do better than 39.1%. I mean, I don't bet another. I tried betting on WNBA, lost twice, said no. No mas. Done. I can't get a win. Maybe I bet three times on WNBA, but I have not got a winner. And every time, I feel good. But so, seems to be the case. The podcast ecosystem doesn't have a feel, doesn't have a pulse for what's happened in the WNBA. Oh, anyways, yeah, let's see. Top quickly, the top three, shout out to the top three podcasts for the week. I already said the Soccer Betting Podcast, number one. Coming in number two, The Early Edge. They had, 24 decisions, MLB World Cup at a 66.7% clip. And then Wager Talk came in number three. Also, MLB World Cup, only 9 decisions, 6-3-1 at 66.7. And those are our top three. And yeah, that pretty much concludes the report. That's all I'm going to kind of get into. And that's what the BetCast Ledger is all going to be about. We're just going to look at the reports that get generated, talk about them. Give some shout outs to the podcast. Let people know what's going on. There's going to be lots of different types of reports. This is a weekly report. I'll have a monthly report. I'll do maybe a report on just one sport. Well, there'll be all kind of reports. And I can't wait to get them out there. I can't wait to talk about them. And I can't wait to, you know, see how they do. And so, yeah, again, this is our first episode of many. And probably nobody is listening, which is fine. But hey, Rome wasn't built in a day. A journey takes one step. And like I said, if you care about sports gambling, if you care about sports, professional sports. Let me stop because you can't gamble on college football. So sorry. I personally haven't. I'm more of a pro sports guy, but. I'm here to provide the data. We're here to provide the data. So if you care about sports gambling, if you care about looking for great bets, if you're a podcast and you care about how your peers are doing, how you're doing, how the ecosystem is doing, then this is going to be the place for you. And that's all I got for today. That's all I got for this week. Look out for the next report. I'll be posting it on Twitter each time. Check it out. Then I'll be coming back with a podcast about that report next week. So appreciate it. Go out there. Good luck with your bets. Holla.